This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College. They are getting ready for their first game this coming Saturday. St. Lawrence in town for a noon kickoff. And, Coach, welcome back. Good to be talking with you again here in 2023.
Yeah, it's great to be back, Bill. It just seems like the other day we were doing last fall, and we had that interview a couple weeks ago. So it's here now. It's game week.
It is, and I think for our listeners, I want to point that out to them that you have a schedule, a preseason schedule. We can talk about that in a moment, but this is your game week schedule as we talk now. Your game is this coming Saturday. So as we talk on Monday, you're preparing as if it would be any other Monday later on in the fall. So even though school starts in another day or two for classes, tell us what this means, what you're trying to ramp up here this week.
Yeah, I think as a coach, this time gets a little tricky because training camp, you're practicing, meeting, and now you're in that, okay, you know, the school starts Wednesday. As a coach, you need time to game plan the next opponent, but at the same time, the players, do you give them time off, not time off? Do they recruit, not recruit? So that's not in the coaching manual. So that's the tough part right now. But we got them back on a schedule and try to get them back on their weekly schedule right now before school's in session.
When did you start with the team and the players, and then what were you doing for these last couple of weeks?
Well, we reported on I think it was Wednesday the 9th, and we started on the 10th. And so they've been in camp for over 2 weeks, almost whatever two and a half weeks. Yeah. And then now, you know, we had a scrimmage this past Friday, and at that point, we pretty much tell the team like, okay, here's the R2D, potentially now, but it could change. Obviously, people go up, people go down, injuries happen as well. This is the preliminary stuff, and you start separating them a little bit, but it's a very long season. You know, you have some depth at certain situations, certain positions, and you try to tell them, yeah, you could be third string now, but a first string or later, or potential special teams, stuff like that. Like, I think here we really emphasize special teams. We've done that since we've been here, and it's just kind of a main focus. It's not just, hey, we're going to go punt or kick off. We have guys that are just, we call them like almost like special team assassins. Like, that's their job, and they own it, and they love it.
You know, like this coming week, we can talk about this. This coming week, are there starting positions that are, you know, still in flux, if you will? Or with the two deep, if a two goes ahead of a one at some point for whatever reason, that's not a surprise really, right?
No, not really. I think they compete. It's not just camp, too. You evaluate during the off season, the spring practice, and who came in shape, who didn't come in shape. And, you know, looking at it now, you know, some of our starters from last year, you know, may still be starting, but some of our starters last year may have graduated, and then we have younger guys that have stepped up. You know, Joe Terrell, who last year at this time was not really in the rotation, and then he ended up starting as the year went on, and I think he won, like, Rookie of the Week, like, six times. So now he's in that starting role, but then it could be another freshman, or there could be another senior that, hey, it takes 3 years to click.
You're a head coach, and you're coming off a great year last year, NCAA year, top 25 rankings, starting in the second half of the year or throughout the part of the year. So your players, how do you approach the season building off of what you've accomplished last year?
I think it's similar to 21. I think they're a very mature team. They understand, obviously, when you win games like we did before, that's great, but I tell a team every year is a funeral and a birth, and last year's team's dead, and this year's a completely different team. You know, those seniors are gone. Now we have a different group of freshmen come in, maybe guys change positions, so they have to look at this year as a completely different year. It's a completely different schedule. I mean, the conference is still there, but we also picked up, I think, four new non-conference opponents in last year, so it's a completely new schedule and be a lot of tough tests ahead of us for us.
Yeah. Tell our listeners, if you could, maybe a player or two that, you know, will be stepping up, because you have some, obviously, spots to fill. So give us a name or two of some guys that have impressed and will be starting and playing key roles for you this coming Saturday. You know, a handful.
Sure. Yeah. You know, we have some young guys that have stepped up. You know, you got your Hector Johnson, Colin Moropoulos, those guys know about it. We do return some good core starters on defense. Some of the young guys have stepped up positionally, or maybe it's certain packages on special teams. I think the transition now from high school to college is now and not to not answer your question, but with practice, it's how they learn how to practice. Some guys are used to you know, okay, take a couple steps after I catch the ball, or whatever. Because in high school, in their defense, they may have to go both ways, where now it's one side of the ball, one playbook. So who's picking up the playbook faster than the others? But we've had some young guys step up. We've had some older guys continue to do in the path. And the best thing is after practice, during training camp, you'll see our older guys keep our younger guys on the field. You know what I mean? During preseason, I tell the players this is the only time in their life they're professional football players. You know, there's no there's no classes. They're not working. So after practice, when it's only us, they have time for someone else to keep them extra. And that helps the young guys raise up to their potential.
Before we talk about this Saturday's game, I just want to have you tell our listeners again, the beach ball. Tell us more about that and that culture that you're creating or have created here with the Gulls.
Yeah, I think culture is something we started really a couple of years ago during COVID. And, you know, to me, culture is, you know, it's like a rug. You can't just lay it down and just, it's okay. You have to vacuum it every single day. And that's something we talk about. We have some acronyms we keep in-house. But I think, you know, the culture is one of the biggest things we work on all the time. I think, especially with football, it's the ultimate team sport. And you just can't have one guy or two guys not going to make a difference. You need everybody. And that starts with our culture.
All right, Saturday, you're opening at home against St. Lawrence. So tell me about St. Lawrence. What are they looking at this year for 2023? And then we'll talk about the matchups if you can.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a challenge for us. You know, we went up there last year, and it was a close game, especially early in the game. It was very hot. The year before, we were down to them. So I think at this point, year three, both teams know each other. They do have a new defensive coordinator. He's got Division I background coming from Boise State and Stanford, so we kind of have the unknown coming in offensively. And then defensively for us, their offensive changed each year, give or take, the different ways they've attacked us. So week one's always exciting time, but also the, you know, what are they going to do, what are we going to do, stuff like that. So it's always interesting week one, but we're excited. We're home. We were on the road the first couple games last year. Hopefully it's a great atmosphere here. All the students are back, so we'll see.
Let me just ask you this. As far as your defense is concerned, what might their focus be this week in looking at their offense?
Well, the quarterback's a returning starter. He started for a couple of years now, so he's very experienced. But I think any team starts with the quarterback offensively, and I think they'll focus on, you know, not focus on him, but he's one of their, you know, primary veterans returning.
Paul, anything else you want to share with us about the team, something I didn't ask you about as you get ready for game one?
No, I think we're all excited. I think we're anxious, you know, as coaches and more importantly, the players. You know, I think there are some guys ready to go up against someone else and be a tough test for us. But again, we're excited to be back home and hopefully it's a great turnout.
Good. Paul, thank you for your time and we'll be talking again very soon.
Great. Thanks a lot, Bill. Yeah.
Paul McGonigal, head football coach at Endicott College, here with us on MSONewsSports.com.